Progressive Conservative incumbent Caroline Mulroney has been re-elected as MPP for York Simcoe. Mulroney, who just completed her first term as MPP, was elected over Walter Alvarez Bardales, Liberal, Spencer Key, NDP, Julie Stewart, Green, Brent Fellman, New Blue, Zachary Tisdale, Libertarian, Alana Hollander, Ontario, and Franco Colavecchia, Ontario Moderate. "It feels great," Mulroney said from the Lions and Suns Bar and Lounge in East Gwillimbury, where she and her supporters celebrated. "I'm really excited about being re-elected and getting a second mandate from the voters of York Simcoe." As of 10:30 p.m., with 45 of 50 polls official in York Simcoe, Mulroney had 18,904 of the 32,822 votes, 57.6%. "Tonight our progressive conservative message of economic growth and prosperity resonated with the people of York Simcoe," she said. "The job we started over 4 years ago is not done yet, and as your MPP I will continue to work hard every day to build a better York Simcoe and a better future for our children." Mulroney, who had served as Minister of Transportation, emphasized how important it is to her to continue to champion the Bradford Bypass project. "I'm looking forward to continuing with the Bradford Bypass," she said. "We knocked on over 35,000 doors and heard overwhelmingly from constituents that they want us to get building. I'm looking forward to moving that forward. I want to thank our Premier, Doug Ford, for his support of this project. This infrastructure will help our businesses, our farmers, and our families." With well over 50% of constituents voting for Mulroney, she said most people support her and the PC plan. "The plan we put forward to voters was very well received," she said. "Moving forward the Bradford Bypass, which has been something people in Bradford and East Gwillimbury have been wanting for decades, led to a lot of support." Along with the Bradford Bypass, Mulroney talked about the importance of continuing to build in York Simcoe as it grows. "We need to build more schools," she said. "We need to build more infrastructure. Bradford and East Gwillimbury are two of the fastest growing communities in Ontario. We need infrastructure that will move things forward." Ford was also re-elected as the Ontario Progressive Party won a second straight majority government. Mulroney credits the PC's platform for focusing on making life more affordable for Canadians. "Our government is focused on keeping costs low," she said. "I heard a lot about that and they wanted a plan to keep money in their pockets and our plan was well received. I'm excited we have another 4 years. I want to thank the people of York Simcoe for putting their trust in me again. We will get it done."